Hello, yes, once again it's me, once again your old friend Uncle Rubbish saying once again, welcome to Nostalgia Time once again. Today I'd like to take you on a nostalgic journey back in the past and look back at the good old days.
This is Ray Collins with your weekly time trip.
Fun, love, and R&I, the music machine. 1977.
Nothing like a bit of rocking and rolling on a Saturday evening from Radio North Sea International. A very good evening from myself, Ray Collins. Welcome once again to the programme that takes you back to the music and the memories of featured years gone by. And on the programme this week, we take you back to December 1977 and topping the UK charts as the month opened. That was The Quo and Rocking All Over the World. New number one by the end of that month. And of course, it was the Christmas number one hits of that year. That is coming up later. This is Boney M.
Belfast, Belfast, Belfast.
Got to have a believing. Got to have a believing. Got to have a believing. All the people, 'cause the people are leaving. When the people believe in.
country that's changing. Oh, it's a country that's changing. It's a country that's changing.
So here we go then, time tripping back to those music and those memories of December 1977 when that entered the UK top 10 for Boney M, and that is Belfast. 1977, in actual fact, was the year of space sensationalism in the cinemas. The force was with Star Wars, which took an all-conquering $185,000 at the box office for director George Lucas, even outdoing Steven Spielberg's Jaws. But Spielberg had a lucrative Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which cost $20 million in special UFO effects. John Williams wrote the music for both movies. We are remembering December 1977.
All season long, on your holiday music station that rocks the nation.
R&I, Lebo 2 rocks on.
Golden memory year.
I saw a crazy chick running down the street.
I said, oh, pretty baby, why the great big heat?
She said, oh, wow, what a square, don't you dig the scene?
Daddy Cool's playing his piano machine.
Well, Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool.
Now,
A double A-sided hit song on the UK charts in December 1977 for darts, and that is Daddy Cool. If you flip the disc over, you got The Girl Can't Help It. Lady Spencer Churchill, widow of Sir Winston Churchill, dies at the age of 92, and the Queen opens the new extension of the Piccadilly Line service from Hatton Cross to Heathrow, and the Bee Gees were going up the charts with this.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
We are fame and fortune and everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
Every week on this programme, we take you back to the music and the memories of featured years gone by. In this hour, we are back to Christmas 1977. I'm playing you a good selection of some of the songs that were on the charts and coming from your wireless in December of that year. That reached number two for Queen and We Are the Champions. Before that, it was the Bee Gees and How Deep Is Your Love. And this is Show Waddy Waddy. Reached number four on the UK charts during the December of 1977. That is Show Waddy Waddy and Dancing Party. Four people are arrested after a riot broke out when Blondie didn't arrive for a gig in Brisbane. Over 1,000 Australian fans had to wait over an hour for the group to appear on stage. But the gig was cancelled due to the singer Debbie Harry being unwell. And The Who played a secret gig in London for their Kids Are All Right film rockumentary. And ex-Small Faces and Faces drummer Kenny Jones joins the band. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is Radio North Sea International. I'm Ray Collins with you till 8 o'clock as we time trip back to the music and memories of December 1977 when that reached the UK top five for Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, and that is the Egyptian reggae. A couple of songs from the American charts that month coming up in just a mo.
All hits all the time.
Your Christmas with R&I.
The Weekly Time Trip.
An all-American blast from the past.
Yeah. weekly time trip.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
Linda Ronstadt had a couple of songs bopping around the American charts in December 1977. That was one of them, Blue Bayou. The other one was called It's So Easy. Before that, we heard the American R&B funk band known as LTD and a song called Back in Love Again. And this made number 9 on the UK charts for the Doolies.
There's no place I'd rather be. And
reaching the UK top 10 in December 1977. That was The Doodies and The Love of My Life. Electronic games were big sellers that Christmas, ranging from TV games offering tennis, squash, football and cricket in black and white, priced £19.95. Remember, of course, this was the days before computers were widely available. I remember actually going out and buying a computerized chess game. Had a lot of fun with that. And maybe you bought your mum this as a Christmas present, which was back on the charts that Christmas. This is Bing Crosby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. Days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a
on the UK charts in December 1977 and making number 5, that is Bing Crosby and White Christmas. After giving birth the previous month, Princess Anne names her son Peter Mark Andrew. A hijacked Malaysian airliner crashes near Singapore, killing 100 people. And Amnesty International, the London-based organisation which campaigns for prisoners and human rights, was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
Christmas to you, 1977.
Just remember when you're gone, there'll be someone sad who loves you still.
I don't wanna be the one to say I'm gonna miss you, but I will. I don't wanna say I'm gonna cry my eyes
On Radio North Sea International.
Beautiful. me chained to the very heart of you. Tonight, I wanna touch the stars. Tonight, I wanna be in heaven. Ooh, baby, put your love in me. Put your love in me.
Tripping back to those music and those memories from December 1977, when that reached number 10 on the UK charts for Hot Chocolate, and that is Put Your Love in Me. Before that, it was Ruby Winters and a song called I Will. And I'm sure you remember this from the Brick House and Rastrick Brass Band. Well, that made number two by the end of December 1977 on the UK charts, the Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band and the Floral Dance. It has been Ray Collins on Radio North Sea International over the last hour. Thank you very much indeed for joining me. Certainly hope you can join me same time next week when we once again go time tripping. In the meantime, I'll wish you a fantastic Christmas, and if I don't speak to you before the new year, a very happy new year to you. I'll leave you with the song that was topping the UK charts, Christmas 1977, which needs no introduction. Bye for now.
Have a very merry Christmas.
R&I.
Number one.
Wall of Kintyre. My desire is always to be on Mull of Kintyre. Far have I travelled and much have I seen, dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, oh mist rolling in from the sea, I desire through.